Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from South Haven and New Buffalo. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Let's meet the teams. We'll start on the South Haven side. Introduce your name, what grade you're in, and Bill, we didn't talk ahead of time. What's a get close to that mic.
Favorite activity in the winter.
Favorite winter activity. Okay, start with you. Nice and close to that mic, please.
I'm Avery. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite activity is reading by the fireplace.
Awesome.
I'm Miles. I'm in 9th grade, and my favorite activity is not going outside.
when it's cold.
Yeah.
Play
when
it's inside.
Cold. There we go.
Yes.
My name is Maddox. I'm in 10th grade, and I guess my favorite activity is skiing.
Cross country or downhill or both?
Both.
Both? Awesome.
My name is AJ. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite activity in the winter is snowboarding.
Cool. All right. Over on the New Buffalo side, we've only got two from New Buffalo tonight, Bill. They've got their work cut out for them.
So. Yeah, but we got the quality guys.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Don't let the rest of the team hear that.
My name is Max. I'm a senior, and I would say snow days. It's not an activity, but it's my favorite.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
My name is Blake. I'm a senior, and my favorite activity is basketball.
Very cool. All right. Well, welcome. And we've got a couple of basic rules. They're pretty simple. During the first and second halves, Bill will be announcing the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, make sure you wait for me to call on you before you answer. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper, judge, chief cook, and bottle washer. And Bill Klein is here asking questions. Bill, how are you?
I am fine.
Give me your name, what grade you're in, and your favorite winter activity. Just kidding. What's your favorite activity?
I'm a senior in more ways than one.
And then some, yes.
And my favorite activity is... sleeping.
Another solid answer.
Everybody on the team agrees with you on that one, Bill. So
not half.
All right, so Bill, you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right, teams, we're ready to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get started with Academic Challenge. Hands on your buzzers and good luck.
For 15 points, when someone is born on the first day of an astrological sign, they are said to have been born on what?
Max from New Buffalo.
Moon rising?
Incorrect.
That would be a bad moon rising, maybe. No, that's a different one. So.
Well, not when you're born.
South Haven, anybody on your team have a chance to buzz in? Anybody want to try?
Somebody did.
No, that cord is kind of acting up on that one. So. All right, time's up.
They're born on the cusp.
On the cusp.
For 20 points.
Ooh, tough question.
Vice President to James Buchanan, this man became a general in the Confederate Army. Can you name him?
Max, New Buffalo?
Ulysses S. Grant?
Incorrect.
I was thinking. Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly, so you can always take a guess.
John Breckinridge. Just an interesting story. His great-grandson.
Did you know that one?
Yes.
Were you thinking?
Oh, Breckinridge, yes. And it was a Confederate.
See, you should have taken
Grant
a guess.
Was a Unioner. Mm.
I couldn't
But
think
John
of
Breckinridge,
name.
His great-grandson, was a friend of mine in boot camp.
Is that
we
right?
We went to boot camp together.
Oh, wow, you are old.
So I am.
Wait a minute.
I said great-grandson. For 20 points, what country became a republic on January 1st, 1912, for the first time in its history?
Blake, New Buffalo.
Republic of the Congo.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Was it really a good guess?
Is it the Dominican Republic? Dominican Republic?
I'm sorry?
Dominican Republic?
Incorrect. It was China. For 15 points, a perpetual motion machine would have to produce at least as much energy as was needed to run it. What law says such a machine is impossible?
Maybe what's the Max, New Buffalo.
The law of physics.
Incorrect. It's the second law of thermodynamics.
All right, let me see those questions. Did you bring? What'd you bring tonight?
Show up and I read them.
All right.
No. All right. Okay, here we go. Yep. For 20 points.
Nah, this thing is. Yeah, I've got a bad cord on it. Go ahead.
For 20 points, Albert Schweitzer built his hospital in Lambourine, Gabon. What was Gabon called when he established his hospital there?
Max, New Buffalo.
Swaziland?
Swaziland. Haven't heard that one in a while.
Haven't heard that, no.
French Equatorial Guinea.
Lewis, that was a really weak bell there. So make sure you hit that bell nice and loud, would you? Come on.
Okay. Another 20-point question. Surface currents in the oceans are created by prevailing winds, but they don't move in the same direction as the winds. Why?
AJ's thinking about it, but Blake, New Buffalo?
The moon's gravitational pull.
Incorrect.
No, nothing?
Is it
Maddox ocean, is going to try it.
Ocean currents?
Oh, incorrect. It's the Coriolis effect, which is the Earth's rotation causes them to move clockwise or counterclockwise, depending on the hemisphere.
We got to get some points on the board here, Bill.
For 15 points.
All right.
Whose life inspired the historical novel A Woman Called Moses?
Harriet
Avery
Tubman.
Avery from South Haven?
Harriet Tubman.
That is absolutely correct.
For 15 points. And we've got points on the board. All right.
For 20 points. How many edges does a regular dodecahedron have?
Blake, New Buffalo.
8.
Incorrect.
Miles from South Haven.
20.
Incorrect. 30.
30.
Jesus. For 15 points, when the Kona winds come, this major U.S. city gets the largest share of its annual rainfall. Normally, when winds blow from the northeast, it is shielded by mountains from heavy rain. Name this city. Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Kona winds.
Anybody know that?
No.
All right.
Here's one, though. For 5 points.
Okay.
Ernest Hemingway bought a home in Florida, which is now a museum dedicated to the author, and it miraculously made it through the Hurricane Irma unscathed. Where is this in Florida?
You said they would get this one, Bill. All right. Blake, New Buffalo.
Miami.
Incorrect.
AJ from South Haven.
Inverness?
Incorrect. It's Key West.
Key West.
Big museum in Key West.
I actually feel like
actually, it's a little museum, but right next to a big bar. For 5 points. It delivers a painful sting that could potentially be fatal and recently has caused beach closures in Western Europe due to their washing up in large numbers. What?
AJ from South Haven?
Jellyfish?
Incorrect. Let me finish. What is this creature? Made up of a colony of organisms dependent on one another for survival and often mistaken for a jellyfish.
New Buffalo? Anybody want to try?
It's a Portuguese man-o-war.
Less than a minute left in this first half.
For 10 points, to celebrate the 10th anniversary of its initial release, Apple announced what model of iPhone, which has many new features to attract consumers, despite its inflated price tag?
AJ from South Haven.
DXS?
Incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo?
iPhone X?
That's correct.
Oh, God.
For 10 points.
God.
All right.
For 10 points. In it, she details moments during her campaign and her feelings after her loss. Name?
Max, New Buffalo?
What happened?
That's correct. Wow. For 10 points.
For 10 points. So,
dang.
Last question.
For 5 points. To comply with UN resolutions, and show that it is a responsible member of the international community, Taiwan has officially suspended refined oil and textile exports to what nation that has been conducting nuclear tests?
Blake, New Buffalo.
North Korea.
That is correct for 5 points.
All right. That ends the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round after this right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score, South Haven 15, New Buffalo 25. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, see how many of those 10 questions that you can answer. Each one is worth 10 points, so there's 100 points here possible. But I'm a nice guy, so if you answer all 10 questions within the 60 seconds, I'm going to give you a 20-point bonus. But you are encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answers have to come from the team captain. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team couldn't answer. South Haven, you're trailing at the moment, so you have your choice of these, first choice of one of these three categories, which are thing, insects, and death in literature. Maddox, your team captain, what are you going to choose?
We're going to pick thing.
Thing? Thing it is. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Is there a setup for this one, Bill?
No, there isn't.
No setup on this one. 60 seconds will be on the clock. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
The German for nose gives the name of what device for breathing underwater?
Snorkel.
Correct. What lowers friction between two moving parts in a machine?
Lubrication.
Correct. A confusing maze of passages so built as to make it hard to exit is called what?
Labyrinth.
Correct. With what object does Ralph summon meetings in Lord of the Flies?
Pass.
A steam-powered version of what ancient weapon launches jets from aircraft carriers?
Missile.
Incorrect. Name the 700-degree oven associated with Indian cooking.
Pass.
Which two objects does Father Time traditionally carry?
A watch and a cane.
Incorrect. What do we call an accurate ship's clock set to Greenwich time?
Pass.
Of a barnacle, binnacle, and carbuncle, which would you find most useful aboard a ship?
Barnacle.
Incorrect. What's the flame that remains lit in many older model gas stoves?
Go ahead and answer. Go ahead and try it.
Violet light?
Pilot
light.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, good. So
four?
Four. All right. So we'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. South Haven, New Buffalo, that means there are six questions that they were unable to answer. So 60 points sitting out there for you. 60 seconds back on the clock. Max, you're going to be team captain. All right, 60 seconds. That will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
With what object does Ralph summon meetings in Lord of the Flies?
Staff.
Incorrect. It's conch. A steam-powered version of what ancient weapon launches jets from aircraft carriers?
Hydraulics?
It's a catapult. Name the 700-degree oven associated with Indian cooking.
Kiln?
Incorrect. It's a tandoori. Which two objects does Father Time traditionally carry?
A clock and a chain, maybe?
Clock and a chain.
Incorrect. It's an hourglass and a scythe. What do we call an accurate ship's clock set to Greenwich time?
I don't even know what that means. Pass.
Of a barnacle, binnacle, or carbuncle, which one would you find most useful aboard a ship?
Carbuncle?
Incorrect. Oh, binnacle, which is the case holding the ship's compass.
Go back to the one they passed.
And then they passed on, what do we call an accurate ship's clock set to Greenwich time?
Sundial.
Sundial?
It's a chronometer.
All right, so didn't get any on that one. That's all right. That's all right, because we've got the tables are turning here now. So, New Buffalo, we have two remaining categories for you to choose from. We have insects and... We need some dramatic music on this one, Bill. Some death in literature. There we go. So what would you like to choose, Max?
We're going to do insects.
Insects it is. So we will put 60 seconds back on the clock.
That's better.
And let's see here. And is there a setup on this one, Bill?
No setup.
No setup
just
at all?
Just a bunch of bugs.
So 60 seconds back on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
What's the word for a person who specializes in the study of insects?
Pass.
Among bees, are the workers male, female, or some of each?
They're male. They're all male.
Incorrect. What are the three main divisions of an insect's body?
Sorry about that.
There's the head, the abdomen, and ligament.
Incorrect. Okay. A plague of what insects was visited upon the pharaoh?
Locusts.
Correct. Besides honey, what commercially useful product do we get from bees?
I don't know.
Two answers. What common insects milk what other insects?
Pass.
In what valuable substance are fossilized insects often found?
Amber.
Correct.
Okay, so we got two?
Two.
All right, so South Haven, that means there, you got 20 points, New Buffalo. South Haven, there's eight questions or 80 points sitting out there for you. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck. Here we go.
What's the word for a person who specializes in the study of insects?
Anthropologist.
I'm sorry?
Anthropologist.
Incorrect. It's entomologist. Entomologist. Among bees, are the workers male, female, or some of each?
Some of each.
They're female. What are the three main divisions of an insect's body?
Thorax, abdomen, and head.
Correct. Besides honey, what commercially useful product do we get from bees?
Beeswax.
Correct. Two answers. What common insects milk what other insects?
Pass.
What insect has the same name as a sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Oh. What well-known insect communicates information to its neighbors by dancing?
Bees? Bees?
More specific.
Honeybees.
Correct. What plant suffers from the appetite?
Yeah, we didn't quite get to that one. So I got four, right?
Yep.
All right, there you go. All right, well, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next, right here on News Talk 94.9.
Welcome back to Academic Challenge
on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, South Haven 95, New Buffalo 45. It's time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start on the South Haven side. Maddox, what's going on at South Haven?
Ellie Frost, congratulations to her for winning state championship for the 50-yard freestyle with a time of 23:43. Also, good luck to the South Haven boys and girls basketball teams as they travel to Otsego on Friday for their first
Or
it's just a conference game. I don't know how many they played. Also, we welcome you to our performance production of Into the Woods. It's taking place March 15th, 17th at the high school auditorium. And finally, thank you to our sponsors, Rainy Farms of South Haven, Haven Heating of South Haven, and to Signature Toyota, and WSJM for making this competition possible.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Nice. So, yeah, I know we've got to buzz in. No, Max, you don't have to buzz in to read yours.
Sorry,
I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Just kidding. We'll head over to New Buffalo. Max, what's going on in New Buffalo?
All right. So tomorrow is the opening production of A Christmas Carol at 7 o'clock in the PAC. It will also be performed on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Our elementary and middle school is running a gently used or new toy drive to provide toys to children that have to spend the holidays in the hospital. And our high and middle school are hosting a needs drive for supplies for a local women's shelter. We would like to thank all the sponsors for that host the academic challenge, and we will be dedicating tonight's match to our friend Brandon Bialat.
Yeah, condolences to the New Buffalo community for your loss on that. So, all right, we don't have any substitutions, right? We're good?
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to move on. So, Bill, you ready?
I'm ready.
Team's ready for second half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between South Haven and New Buffalo. Hands on your buzzers, on your things that make noise, and good luck. Hopefully it'll work here. I got to get a new cord.
For 10 points, which country is supplying Afghanistan's Air Force with refurbished Black Hawk helicopters because the age and expense of repair of their Russian supply?
His buzzer's not working.
Okay, sorry, though. Max, go ahead.
USA.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, Israel shot down a pilotless plane over the Golan Heights and speculated that it was an Iranian-built aircraft on a reconnaissance mission for the Hezbollah militant group along Israel's frontier with what country?
Maddox, South Haven?
Jordan.
Incorrect.
Nigeria. Blake, New Buffalo?
Iraq.
Incorrect. It's Syria. For 20 points, Senator Bernie Sanders last year introduced a bill known by what three-word name with...
Keep going. That was
15 Democratic...
No, that was me.
That was you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Max, go ahead from New Buffalo.
Medicare for All.
That's correct.
Medicare for All for 20.
For 10 points. Darn. During a speech to African leaders of the United Nations, President Trump repeatedly referenced Namibia, a country which does not exist, and is a combination of the names of two African countries.
Max, New Buffalo.
Zambia and Namibia.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points... Spain says it won't happen, but which Spanish province recently voted for independence?
Oh. Oh
Blake from New Buffalo is just racking his brain right now. It's starting to hurt.
Catalonia.
Catalonia. Oh my God.
Did you have that one, Blake?
Yeah.
Did you?
For 20 points, what type of agreement is made between the Pope and a civil government to regulate affairs of the church within a state?
Max, New Buffalo?
Papal law?
Incorrect.
AJ, South Haven?
Papal supremacy?
Incorrect. It's a concordant. For 20 points, the Ionian Islands belong to Greece. To what country does the island of Ionia belong?
Max, New Buffalo?
Italy?
Incorrect.
Maddox, South Haven. Say it again.
Turkey.
Incorrect. It's Scotland.
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 I would have never guessed that.
I would have never either. For 20 points, Sir Walter Scott's Bride of Lammermoor is the basis for what Donizetti opera?
Blake, New Buffalo.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
not quite.
Not quite. Anybody want to try on South End?
No.
There we go.
And it's Lucia di Lammermoor. For 15 points, if the folks at the United States Treasury were to throw a New Year's Eve party to ring in at the new fiscal year for the U.S. government, what night would it be held?
What night?
What night?
Okay.
Would it be held?
Maddox, New South Haven.
The night of the January 2nd? I don't know.
Incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo.
Tax day?
That's a good
one. That would be a good one.
It's September 30th. It's fiscal year.
You had 365 guesses, you know? All right.
Jeez. For 20 points, two men served as university presidents before their election to the U.S. presidency. The universities were Princeton and Columbia. Name the presidents.
Max, New Buffalo.
Reagan and Carter.
Incorrect.
Maddox,
Woodrow Wilson.
Say it again.
Woodrow Wilson and Roosevelt.
Wilson is correct. The other one was Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
All right. The next four questions involve cooking. For 5 points, of broiling, roasting, frying, or stewing, which is generally recommended for less tender cuts of meat?
Maddox, South Haven.
Broiling?
Incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo.
Frying.
Incorrect. It's stewing.
I mean, stewing.
And let me guess. The next question is 10 points.
The next question is 10 points.
All right.
When you sear meat, what are you doing to it?
Blake, New Buffalo.
Slicing it.
Incorrect.
AJ, South Haven.
Charring the outside.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
For 10 points. At the right place there.
15-point question?
15-point question.
Hey, see?
Cutting crisscross gashes on the surface of ham is called what?
AJ from South Haven.
Crocheting the ham?
Incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo.
Splicing?
Incorrect. It's scoring.
I was going to call it just wrong. But
I was going to say hungry, but that's right.
Yeah, that too.
For 20 points, according to Joy of Cooking, this means cooking at a temperature of about 185 degrees or just below boiling. What is it?
AJ, South Haven.
Poaching?
Incorrect.
Blake, New Buffalo.
Simmering.
Scalding.
Scalding. That would be warm.
Okay, then.
For 15 points, they're rarely longer than 1/200th of an inch. They reproduce by splitting. They're a food source for fish. They're abundantly present in all oceans. And they possess...
Max, New Buffalo.
Plankton.
Incorrect.
Good finish.
And they possess glass-like shells. What type of plant life has all of these characteristics?
5 seconds, South Haven, if you want to buzz in. AJ?
Seaweed?
Incorrect. It's diatoms. For 20 points... What introduces a dependent clause?
Avery, South Haven.
The independent clause?
Incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo.
The subject?
Incorrect. It's subordinate conjunction.
Less than a minute left.
For 15 points, spell the heteronym that means having no legal efficiency or chronically ill person. The word is invalid, I-N-V-L-A-I-D.
All right.
For 20 points, after Thomas Edison's invention of the incandescent light, the great inventor was ready to market direct current equipment, but a competitor arose to offer alternate current electricity.
Blake,
Tesla. Tesla.
Say again?
Tesla.
Incorrect. Although Edison attempted to depict AC as lethal because it was used in its first electric chair in 1890, DC would lose the marketing war. Who was Edison's victorious rival?
Miles from...
I didn't...
Oh, I'm sorry, Maddox. Sorry, I looked at the wrong number.
Okay.
Need an answer.
Just say something.
Time's up. I got to go. Yep. Yep.
It was Westinghouse.
George Westinghouse. Last question.
For 20 points, a math question.
Get your pencils ready.
Oh, this one's... I think I'm out of this one.
Convert the following radian measure to degrees.
And I'm going
to
have him say it twice.
3 pi over 4. Convert the following radian measure to degrees. 3 pi over 4.
I'll give you a couple extra seconds if you want to try this one. Blake, New Buffalo.
135 degrees.
That is correct.
For 20 points?
For 20 points.
All right. Okay. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. And the winners by a score of 105 to 95, the team from South Haven. Congratulations.
Close match.
Both teams. Nice job, guys. That was really tough. Yep. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again in the new year at this same time as we feature Decatur and Lawrence as they go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.